This is K2PCV. K2PCV, listening for any calls.
K2PCV, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Thursday morning?
Well, I'm doing okay this morning. I just had some flashing lights pass me. It's kind of funny because I've been kind of noting how much police activity there's been in town lately. You know, we have these ebbs and flows, and I think I mentioned it before, but I think we're at a peak again. But, yeah, we made it to the 8th day of this 5-day work week, at least what it feels like. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I remember those weeks. Yeah, you're 4 days in, and it feels like you've been there for 7. Absolutely. Well, hopefully today will go better. Isn't today like your meeting day?
You are correct. Today is a meeting day, but we were supposed to send stuff out to Green Mountain this week, and I haven't done that yet. There's only 2 days left, and I got to find out if we actually made a commitment to send it out, or if we were just telling Wendy that we'd like to send it out this week. That and I was working on a signal conditioner yesterday that got damaged from EST testing, so I was doing a repair. I identified what was wrong, replaced the part, and installing the new part makes it even worse, so trying to figure that out. Other than that, yeah, things are splendid. Yeah, I'm curious as to what I'm going to be rolling up to with these flashing lights if we're on Broadway or this vehicle going to turn off. I wonder if they were coming in from out of the district.
Well, hopefully wherever they're headed, it's not a horrible thing. More precautionary than anything. Ross has been asking me about my cross band repeater on my radio. I figured out how to turn it on. I think I've got one of my handhelds set to the right frequency so that it will receive it and then transmit it on this frequency. But when I tried it yesterday, it kind of acted funny, so I'm not sure if I've got everything set right.
Okay, so are you still troubleshooting, or you think you might want to give it a test?
I'm going to troubleshoot it some more. I'll give it a try again today. Maybe have Karen monitor one of the handhelds, and so that way I can tell if it's just working, and go from there.
Yep, that's one way to do it. You can also set it up so that it links the Ross's node crossband to 440, and then you can walk around the house or the property with an HT. And depending on, you know, how much power you're putting out, you can probably get pretty far with that. That would be neat. The only time I used to really do that was for, and I think we talked about this, for doing Torty Cure. That way I could have my vehicle set up cross-banding to the command station while I was walking around with an HD. Of course, you got to start your vehicle every now and again so you're not running down your battery, but that works out really well, and with you being on, you know, mains power, yeah, you don't have to worry about the battery running down.
Exactly. So I want to, hopefully today I can try it. I said to, be outside somewhere and see, because it would be kind of cool to be able to take an HT on a walk and, still be able to chat with you guys in the morning. That way, kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly. And then it doesn't give Karen any reason to say, why does this new activity always have you sitting in the basement? You can be out sitting in the sitting in the living room. You can sit on the porch with a cup of coffee on these nice summer mornings. Yeah, it definitely gives you options.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's funny as I spend time down here in the morning talking to you guys, and then I'm. You know, occasionally I'm down here during the day doing some other stuff, you know, especially this last winter when it was, you know, 18 feet of snow and 30 below zero. You know, I spend some time down here in the afternoon, but lately it's been, you know, just in the evenings coming down and listening to the Nats that are on.
I don't know how much time it takes, but is that also where you do your reloading as well?
Yes, I do my reloading in the basement. One of the things I'm thinking about doing is getting an external speaker because my reloading bench is on the other side of this wall, and then put an external speaker over there so that when I'm reloading, I could just sit and listen.
Oh, yeah, definitely lots of options there, whether it's hardwired, Bluetooth, but Bluetooth has some latency, or just a bigger speaker. Options.
So yeah, but the big thing that I've got to work on now is getting the software for the tracking the satellites, so that I can head over to Como, where there's a big open field, and at least be able to listen for right now until I can get my 70 centimeter antenna built.
I would have to imagine that you could probably, and I know you need good line of sight, but I wonder if if you just work out of your backyard, does that give you enough viewing angle, or is that pretty steep?
It would depend on how high the satellite is, like the base station, the International Space Station, when it has come across. I've only been able to see it for, you know, a minute or two. Obviously, that's because, well, one is trying to find it. Because there's a lot of trees to the left of me and a lot of trees to the right of me facing north. And being south, same thing. You know, there's a lot of big trees. So it just makes it really hard to see the horizon. So going to Como, there's a couple of soccer fields over there or big fields that might give me a more unobstructed shot to the satellite.
All right, yeah, that seems to make logical sense. Yeah, a little bit of openness for that kind of work can be just as fruitful as elevation. So, yeah, makes complete sense. Hopefully, yeah, I don't know if Saturday might be an option. I think we're supposed to have an okay day, but I know it keeps changing. We're busy Friday night and Sunday. So I was telling Lynn that, you know, I keep having this itch to get out and test out my new antenna. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. And I know she's already saying that... you know, it's bad enough that I'm on the tail end of this cold before going to this birthday party on Friday. We have a play on Sunday. Why would I want to jeopardize it? I run myself down on Saturday. We'll see. we'll see. I guess that's what it is. But yeah, you can go out on, I guess, any afternoon that feels comfortable enough and give it a whirl, depending on when the birds are flying by. This is KTPC.
Exactly, and I just need to find out the name of the names of the amateur radio satellites that are up there. I know that some are repeaters and some are not. So it's just sitting down and doing that. And then, like I said, just building the 70-centimeter band antenna so to receive and transmit. So this is KE2GDQ.
I'm just pulling in here. Let's see what I got in 4 minutes. Maybe I'll take a look real quick. You're looking for Android, right? In lieu of PC or iPhone, if I remember correctly. And I'll let anyone else hop it. This is KTP Speak.
Good morning, KC2NVM. Still over on Central. There's been some weird occurrences when you log in or when the mic drops.
Is that my mic drop there, Jeff, or someone else's?
No, I believe it was Travis's. All of a sudden, it just like heat up and like making big noise.
Well, that's not cool.
I took Ross's Raspberry Pi home yesterday, plugged it in, put a new operating system on it, and it just kind of laughed at me and said, "Nope, we're not working today." Tried a couple different things, nothing.
What are you doing to Ross's Raspberry Pi?
He just picked up a Raspberry Pi, brandy new, and was trying to load something onto it, and nothing happened. So then he spent his lunchtime playing with it, and I'm like, well, can I take it home? And he's like, sure. So I brought it home, plugged it in, put a Raspberry power supply on it, hooked it up to the HDMI, and nothing. Lights would come on, but operating system would not load. I tried two different memory cards with a 32-bit and a 64-bit bookworm and a trick key, and nothing kicked over. No display, no nothing. Although the monitor would beep when the connection was made, so it saw that there was something there, but the actual Pi just never really kicked over.
Interesting. That's interesting. I've never done anything with Raspberry Pis yet. I think that's on the horizon.
No, they're fantastic when they work. Horrible when they don't.
I think that's like a lot of things. You know, they're great, especially with new technology. They work. It's great when it works, but then you're frustrated as heck when it doesn't.
And I tried loading one from the Windows machine, one from the Mac, one from the Linux machine, and nothing made a difference, and it just, nope. Well, it is that time of day, and I got to go to work. KC2NVM, we'll talk to everyone tomorrow, hopefully.
73 to you, Jeff, KC2NVM, and... K2PCB, this is probably your time to sign off as well. You both have a great day, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
So just real quick, Brad, there's an app called Look4Sat, L-O-O-K, the number 4, S-A-T, Look4Sat, that's getting good reviews for an Android app. There is something called AmSat Droid. There's a free version, so amateur satellite droid, AmSat droid, and those seem to be pretty popular just in my query. So maybe you can check those out and, yeah, start tracking. All right, this is K2PCB. You are correct. I'm going to run. K2PCB clear.
This is KE2GDQ, and we will be monitoring.